This is the story of Arkansas Cities and Towns. I'm Rich Carville. Buckville now lies under the waters of Lake Washita after Blakely Mountain Dam became operational for flood control in 1953. The town apparently takes its name from P.A. Buck, one of its first settlers and a general store owner. The community began to thrive with the arrival of its post office in 1884. A new town name, Bucktown, was branded by Inez Klein back in the 1970s. The people that came to the annual reunion called themselves Bucktowners, and the name stuck. Timber was cut and milled. The school was torn down, families relocated, and 600 graves were relocated to escape Lake Washita. The Buckville Baptist Church was moved to higher ground in 1951. An exact date of the original building is not known, but it was in existence prior to 1890, the year Buckville Baptist Association was organized and made up of Buckville and eight other churches. The Buckville Baptist Church is the only building saved from Lake Washita's flooding. Townspeople put pine logs under the building, hooked it to a borrowed logging truck, and rolled the church about a quarter mile to the north side of the cemetery at the end of Buckville Road. Former members of the Buckville Baptist Church raised the money to move the church to the hilltop, where it would be safe from the rising Lake Washita waters. Now the Buckville Baptist Church sits alone and empty on a hilltop. On the second Monday in June each summer, Bucktowners return to the church and the cemetery for a homecoming. Former residents created the Buckville Association to coordinate the annual reunions, but reunion numbers are declining with the passing of years. The Buckville Post Office was established in March 3, 1887, and later was moved to Event. The Buckville Post Office is now a community post office of Hot Springs. The largest schools were in Buckville, Cedar Glades, and Event. In the 1920s, Buckville Church served both as a school and a church, housing grades 1 through 8. In later years, a two-room school building was used until it was torn down because of the Lake Washita Dam. Modernization never really reached Buckville. No paved roads reached the area. There wasn't any sort of water or sewer system. The only electricity came from a small battery-operated system, and there was a small local telephone company. This has been the story of Arkansas Cities and Towns. I'm Rich Carville. Our theme music is performed by Danny Dozier. This program is a production of KASU, the public media service of Arkansas State University.